Okay, I would like to speak this evening about the Tosis, the small Tosis on Yudbeis Amud Aleph, and tell you how a seemingly innocent Tosis, which I'll look at you inside momentarily, played to a certain degree a major role in a great tumult in Eretz Yisrael about 100 years ago. The tumult had to do with the Kaisel HaMaravi. As you know, we daven on one side of the Kaisel HaMaravi and nobody goes on the other side. And it's accepted by all of Klal Yisrael that we can go on one side, we can't go on the other side. And actually, there was a tremendous tumult over the following issue. The issue is, the Kaisel HaMaravi is the Kaisel of what? It's the wall of what? What part of the Beis HaMikdash? Now, the fact that the Kaisel HaMaravi remained is in the Medrash. The Medrash is in Shir HaShirim, which says that the Kaisel HaMaravi will always remain. But it doesn't say the Kaisel HaMaravi of what? Now, let me explain to you what the possibilities are. Obviously, it wasn't the wall of somebody's house. The Kaisel HaMaravi of what? The Beis HaMikdash, when you normally see the diagram of the Beis HaMikdash, you learn the Gemaras that have to do with the diagram, Mishnayos Tamid, then you have a diagram, and that diagram shows there's Osnoshim with the four large chambers, and then the steps where the Levim stood and played their music, and the inside where the Mizbeach and the Duchen were. All of that is called the Azara, or the Azarais. Ezos Noshim, Ezos Kayanim, etc., Ezos Yisrael. And that area had around it a wall, and that we call the Kaisel HaAzara. Even though it's called Azara, there are many Azaras, that's called the Kaisel of the Azara. Everything inside was considered to be the Mokim HaAzara, and had a high level of Kedusha. Around that was a Chil. A Chil was a lattice work wall, a thin lattice work wall, two amas back, and the Kedusha actually of the Azara started two amas away from that wall, and that inside area is an area of where Tumah is totally awesome. That area was only a small piece of the large area called the Harabayis. The Harabayis was much bigger. When the Karban Pesach was shechted, people, Shechted B'chalayir, but the Gemara says they used to make campfires all over the Harabayis, and somebody ate kachim, they would eat on the Harabayis. The Harabayis is a much larger area, Tuf Kofama, a square area, and that area has separate dinim. That's Machna Leviya, it's not Machna Shechina. It's a separate level of Kedusha. And the question is this Kaisel the Kaisel of the Har HaBayis, of that larger area, or is it the Kaisel HaAzara, the Kaisel of the relatively smaller area, which is the inside area, which is the Machdash Chivim?
Didn't
we ask the archaeologists? We could ask them, but we won't know if they're right unless we have some raya to it of some sort. See, they never did any archaeology and discovered the Mizbeach and the Menorah that they should know. This is all that remains, so therefore it's hard to know which way it is. Now, the Nafkaminas are essentially three. There's one major Nafkamina. There are three basic Nafkaminas. The main Nafkamina is this. You and I grew up that we don't go on the other side of the Kaisel, because we're all Tamei Mason, and we're not allowed to go on the other side of the Kaisel. Now, that may not be true. I'll tell you why. If the Kaisel is the Kaisel of the Har HaBayis, which is the conventional thought, then a Tamei Meis is permitted on the other side. You see, a Tamei Meis is only Osir in the Machna Shechina, in the inner area, in the Azaras. In the Har HaBayis, a Tamei Meis is allowed to go. A Nida, or a Balkeri, a Zav, and a Zava are not permitted on the Har HaBayis. But a Tamei Meis is permitted to go on the Har HaBayis, only not permitted to go into the Azara area. So one Nafkamina is walking on the other side of the Kaisel, which would be permitted if somebody is not as the Nido of Al-Keri. We all become a Balkeri at times, we have to go to the Mikveh properly. And then we'd be allowed to go. It's known that Rav Shlomo Goren at one point made a minyan on the other side of the Kaisel, and that was based on this idea that it's the Kaisel of the Har HaBayis, and on the other side, if you go to the mikvah properly, you're permitted to go. So one nafkamina is to go on the other side of the Kaisel. There's a second nafkamina. Even on the side of the Kaisel where we all go, if that wall is the wall of the Azara, then the two Amis right at the edge of the wall, the 4 feet at the edge of the wall, where the chil had originally stood, the chil was a lightweight latticework wooden wall, which doesn't exist anymore. Those two Amis are also Machnishtim. So if we wanted to walk up to the Kaisel, we wouldn't be allowed to walk up to the Kaisel unless we take care of Nida, Balkeri, Zav and Zav, the other Tumis. We have to go to the mikveh with the proper hachanis, not the way men go today, just jump in, jump out. It needs iyo and the chafifa before you can go in. So the nafkamina is going on the other side of the kaisel, and on the outside of the kaisel, walking all the way up to the kaisel, whether that's mutter. If it's the kaisel hazara, then you have these two chumris. You can't go on the other side, you can't walk up to the kaisel. If it's the kaisel of the harabayis, then you're allowed to walk up to the Kaisel, and you're allowed to walk on the other side. So those are the two main nafkaminas. The third nafkamina is that it's aser to go on the Harabayis, the Mishnas and Brachas, because of the mitzvah of Mikdash Haytiro. We don't go on the Harabayis with shoes or with purses, with money. There are limitations on how a person is allowed to walk on the Harabayis. If that's the Kaisel HaZara, then these limitations would apply on the Kaisel area, which is probably why they have all the collectors looking to rid you of your money before you can approach the Kaisel. But at any rate, these are nafkaminas. The Ridvaz, the Slutsker Rav, was one of the most colorful people of 100 years ago. Just to give you an impression, I have stories of him that would take 15 minutes to tell. But he was Rav in Slutsk, yet in Europe. Then he was Rav in Chicago, from Slutsk to Chicago. In Chicago, he got into a fight with the Mafia. This was when Al Capone was there. And he had to run away from Chicago. And his third shteller, Slutsk, Chicago, his third shteller was in Tzvas. So you can't get a beat a resume like that, you know. In Slutsk, he got into Machlaikis, and in Chicago, he tried to straighten out the Shechita, got into all kinds of machlokes. He ended up in Tzvas. And he was a Goy Noilam. He was a tremendous Talmid Chacham and a tremendous Takif. And he's known as the Ridvaz. His Pirish is on some Mesechtos Yerushalmi. He made it into the standard Yerushalmis. He held to be Chayshish for the Shechita, that it's the Kaisel Hazar. Almost alone in his generation, held to be Machmir. The Chochmas Odom has a Sefer on Dine Eretz Yisrael. He also writes that it's the Kaisel HaZara, and to be Machmir. So the Ridvaz held very much to be Machmir. Speak up, what?
Isn't it too big to be Kaisel HaZara?
Well, that's a good point. One second. You're right. It depends how you measure the size. I want to get to that. So the Ridvaz held very strongly that we have to be chayshish to Kaisel HaZara, and you're not allowed to walk in the two Amis up to the Kaisel. So everyone said, what do you mean? Jews are davening by the Kaisel for Dairei Dairis. Jews have always been davening there. And he said, what do you mean? Jews have been not going on the other side of the Kaisel for Dairei Dairis. Why not? So this became something of an argument and of a machlaikis. Oh, it's true that today it's pretty much accepted Lakula, it's a Kaisel Harabayis, although the Chazay Nish, the Brisker Rav, would not walk the two Amis closest to the Kaisel. This is one of the reasons for that.
What do you do about shoes?
So about the shoes, which is not such a double chavar, they were a makbid. On Tumah, which is Karis, that they were very makbid. Now, what has it got to do with Taisus? So the Ridvaz found an answer. The minig olam is to go to the Kaisel. If it's the Kaisel Azara, how could it be? So he found an answer in a teretz for our minig to go to the Kaisel. based on this Tosis. Tosis here, whether you learn the sugya or not, Tosis here talks about the status of a tree. The Gemara talks about a tree whose branches stick over Yerushalayim. The question is, if you climb on top of the tree, are you in Yerushalayim? Or do we say, well, the base of the tree is outside of Yerushalayim, so it's not. So here you are, you climb up onto the tree. So the Gemara says that we don't go by the base of the tree. The Tosis is going on the Mandi Amar. If you're over Yerushalayim, you're in Yerushalayim. For Tosis Akasha, Tema. The Bishubi Ketzat Zaylan, Aminon. The Gagai is going to Skachu. Roofs, on top of a roof, doesn't have a Kedusha of the area under it. If you're in the base of Migdash, on the roof of the Ulam, the roof of the Heichal, you don't have the restrictions. It only applies till the roof, not on the roof. So Fractisis, so this tree, if you're on top of the tree, on top of the branch, you're like on a roof. So you're not in the base of you're not in Yerushalayim. So Tay says, Yeshloim Demayri Shanaf of Muwatim. That it's talking, Shem Ben Arba, it's talking about a thin branch, it doesn't have a din of a roof. It's clear from Taisis, and also from Taisis' second Teretz, that Taisis holds that the din that Gaga is like Niskachu is not only roofs. It means if you're high up in the area of the Azara or of Yerushalayim, of the Heichal, if you're at that height, it's good. You can learn Gagos, is Dafka Gagos. We see from Tosis, it's not that way. Tosis says if the branch would be a thick branch, it would be four tefachim wide. On top of it is not considered being on the ground. So said the Ritvaz, we know the whole Kaisel Plaza is full of offer, that the Goyim and the destructions there piled up. We see today they excavated all the way down, and we could see where it was originally. So it's a chap of the Ritvaz. The Ritvaz said that even the Tameh, even if you hold this to Kaisel Azara, why did Yidden walk there? And he says, you can walk there. Why? Because this has a din of Gagas. You're in the Avir of the Azara, of the Harabayas, in the Avir of the Harabayas, in the ear of the Harabayas, with a Mechitza under you. Aye, those of you learning Daf Yomi, you have in Sukkah, that if you put earth and you kaveya it there, it's not chaitzitz. If you put earth on the ground, it's considered the floor is raised. So he says that Mashiach will come, the Rabbi Shalom is going to clean out all this offer that the Goyim threw there over the generations. So it's considered offer va'asid lefanoisai. It's us the offer that will be removed. And therefore, you're allowed to be there. So he answered the Minig Olam. So academically, he's right. He says, this is the wall of the Azara. And in practice, everyone else is right. You can walk till there. You're like on top of the Gag.
But in Sukkah, the offer only has to be there. All the Sukkahs doesn't have to be there permanently. So here it's certainly going to be there for a long time. It's only going to be when Mashiach comes, that Mashiach's going to take away. So why is that?
So what he says is there's a rule of Ein Adam Ma'aseh Davar She'en Shalai. A person can't ask for someone else's things. And if the Goyim put the offer there, they have no bailus to be kaveya it as a permanent thing. That's what he says. And if kaviyach lebrayim shalom will be maskim, kaisal be maskim will be one thing. But it's also a nice side. There's this rule, a person can't do things to other people's things. And that's how he explains it. So there's another question based on this. If so, you're walking under. So then he's saying you're walking really in the Avir. In Lomdis, you're walking in the Avir.
That's what Avir, that's
what it comes to. Okay. The fact that separation makes it good. It is a good separation. That's what he's saying. Yeah, the problem is they don't take it away, then it becomes part of the Karka Olam. That's why. The question is, then what about on the other side of the Kaisel? We should say the same heter. On the other side of the Kaisel, say the same heter that it's piled up with earth, and you should be allowed to walk wherever you like. He himself deals with this question. So he doesn't answer it satisfactorily. He says that the aliyos, the attics of the Harabayis, of the Azorais, wore Kaidish, and the earth piled has a din of Azorais, which we don't understand. Why is it Azorais? Why isn't it Gagais? It's a very difficult, teretz. Rosh Shlomo Zalman, in his Bichas Shlomo, in almost the last tshuva, Chelek Gimel, has a beautiful Lamdish teretz based on Nach, but I'm not going to go into it because there's no time for it. I want to get, Rav Avadya Yosef says what someone mentioned. Rav Avadya Yosef has a long tshuva. After 67, of course, all these shilas came back into play. And Rav Avadya Yosef has a very long tshuva in the fifth volume of Yabia Eimer, in the Yerideya section. He has a long tshuva on this topic. To be done, to us it's simple, you're allowed to walk there because we know that's the way it was paskin. But he has a long tshuva on the topic. So he says, yeah. Touching is a separate shah, it has nothing to do with this. The whole two amis in front is a problem, unless you go with the arbatisis, the Ritvaz's Kiddush based on arbatisis. Well, Yosef says that if we accept that the Evan Shia, the stone that stood in the Kiddush HaKadoshim, is the same stone that they have today in the mosque, in the Dome of the Rock, in the mosque, the Alaska mosque on the Harabayas. If we accept that it's the same stone, well, that itself is worth its own shear. If we do accept it's its own stone or not, might be logistical problems with it, but in the spot where it is, it makes sense in the general location of the plaza. And the Ben Ishchai writes that it is. The Ben Ishchai writes clearly that it is the same stone, and the Kachama Dabar, that's sort of accepted over the generations. He says that rock is 80 meters from the Kaisel, which is about 160 Kuf Samach Amis, he writes. It's 160 Amis away. If that's so, it can't be the Azara. The Kaisel Azara was 38 Amis away from the center of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And since it's from 38 to 160 is a very big difference. So therefore, based on something that the earlier generations couldn't see, the Chachma Sadam wasn't there, he couldn't see it, the Ritvaz, is the Slutzker Rav, the Ritvaz, who was from the Grushe Spain, who was in 1492, from those that went from Spain to Egypt, eventually to Eretz Yisrael, they couldn't measure it, they couldn't see it. It's an interesting coincidence, the Ritvaz is based on a Ritvaz in a tshuva, who held it was a Kaisel Azara. So Rav Avadya Yosef contends that nowadays it's the Spashet HaSofik. If we accept that rock is the Dome of the Rock, then we gain really two things. We gain, first of all, we know it's the Kaisel of the Harabayas. And secondly, we gain the second problem. The Ritvaz said a heter because it's an aliyah. So he said, what about the other side? Well, if the other side is piled up with dirt, then you're right. But if that stone is the same stone, then we would have to assume that on that side, there was no piling up of earth. That the difference in the mountain was such a great difference. Even now it's a big difference. But it's that much more of a difference. And the Mela, the Kashi, should be allowed to walk on the other side because it's walking on a Gag. It's not walking on a Gag because there it's not piled up with earth. So this is Rabbi Avadya Yosef's sort of convincing argument at the end of the story. What? Then you cannot walk because it's not a God.
Yosef, you could. You don't need the God. It's not the...
Oh, yeah, it's true. According to him, you could walk on part of the other side. It's not the Harabayas. So really, even Tmei Mason could walk on the other side. We don't want to start it because then how are we going to make sure everyone's table for Nida, for Zava? We're not used to it. Men are not used to it. Mashiach will come. We'll have to be practiced Tara. It's a Din Torah that you need Iyun. You have to check your body, and you need chafifa, mitkvah sezri. You can't just do like we do. You go into the mikveh, you undress, you jump in, you jump out, it's all done. It requires much more of a preparation. I do want to add that there's one other cheshbon at the Kaisel. The way the stones of the Kaisel are piled up, and the way it was done in ancient times, is each stone is millimeters indented compared to the lower stone. Is a tiny bit of inlay in the stones, and that's the way the stones of the Kaisel were placed. in the 10 rows or so of stone between the bedrack and the Kaisel Plaza, there is a couple of inches of inlay. I don't know if it's a couple of inches or an inch or two of indentation. When you stand at the Kaisel, you're actually, part of your foot is over the bottom stone, which is all the way on the bottom. There's a din of oivei chayma kachayma. The thickness of the kaisel has a din of the kedusha of the kaisel. And therefore, one of the reasons that there were those who were zohir not to walk all the way up to the kaisel, if the nidais is always a bakeri, is for this concern, that you're technically over a little bit of the kaisel area, and there, it's the oivei kaisel, the thick, oivei chayma kachayma, the thickness of the wall is like the is like the wall itself, and then it should have a din of Har Habayis. So there, this Taisvis with the Ridvazis Chiddush will come into play. Because there, why do people walk up to the Kaisel? So we'd have to come onto this Heter that you're not on the ground, you're in the Avir, like on top of a Gag. And that would be the only Teretz I know for the Minik HaElam not to be Makbet. So here we have a Taisvis, Makis Dafyut Beis, which, innocent as it looks, has a major role in this issue. Now, good Shabbos, everybody.